included in the limitations of the heter of melechus echol nefesh is the melechus echol nefesh is only mutter if you're doing it for the yomtiv itself. A person can't prepare food on yomtiv for matzi yomtiv. So similarly, a person cannot prepare food on yomtiv from day one to day two, because since day two is really, especially for us, is either not Yom Tov anymore, it's only Rabbanah. And even Mizman Chazal, where it was a Sufik, so it might be the first day was Yom Tov, the second day was Chol. So a person cannot prepare food, cannot do any malacha involved on day one for day two. Similarly, we know that there's a malacha called Hachana, which is applied to Shabbos and to Yom Tov. I can't do Hachana, I can't prepare, do things which are not even malacha involved. It's not a question of malacha. I can't do things which are, I want to wash the dishes on Shabbos, and I no longer need these dishes. I want to use these dishes after Shabbos. I can't wash the dishes on Shabbos. I can't make the beds. I can't do different things on Shabbos for after Shabbos. So that applies to Yom Tov also. I can't do these things on Yom Tov for after Yom Tov. I cannot do these things from day one on Yom Tov to day two of Yom Tov. So let's split this up. We'll just discuss the issues of Malacha today. We'll talk the issues of Achana later, maybe tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. That's but next week in Sabbath Hashem will say, talk about that. So regards to malacha, so a person can't do malacha on day one to day two. Kaveir comes along on the tshuva. Kaveir comes along on the tshuva and he says, well, we have another problem, because Ben Hashemosh is the period from the time the sun sets until it's definitely nighttime is considered a suffix. The way the Mor presents it, it's a suffix at any given moment. That's the moment where it might change from day till night. So Kivagri says, I can't do malacha during Ben Hashemoshes for Ben Hashemoshes period. I can't do malacha on Yom Tov for Ben Hashemoshes. That's clearly, obviously, a problem, because on Yom Tov it's day, and Ben Hashemoshes it's possibly night. I can't do it during Ben Hashemoshes for after nightfall, because Ben Hashemoshes is possibly day, and afterwards it's definitely night. He says, furthermore, you can't even do malacha Ben Hashemoshes for Ben Hashemoshes, because if I do it now, this moment, and to use it a minute later, the minute later might be Lila. So Rav Kivager says, and the poiskim, the modern day poiskim are cautious for this Rav Kivager. Rav Kivager says, look, you have a problem doing malacha ben hashmoshes, even for ben hashmoshes. Now there's one heter which is where there's a possibility of doing malacha on Yom Tov for one day Yom Tov for the second day Yom Tov, and this is the concept known as Riba B'Shiurim. Riba B'Shiurim is a halacha that if I'm doing one act of the malacha, and in a way which is permitted, the fact that I do more or less is not going to be problematic. Because I put a pot on the fire to cook meat, and I have 5 pieces of meat in there or 15 pieces of meat in there, doesn't make a difference. It's one maisa of putting the pot on the fire. I put up a kettle to cook water. There's no difference in how much water I put in there. I carry out tissues, and there's no Erev, and I'm carrying from my house to the shul. I want to carry tissues. So I'm allowed to carry, it's one act of it. So I'm allowed to carry the container, it has 5 tissues, has 25 tissues, there's no difference. So if, as long as it's one action, and a person does not say, I'm doing this extra because I want to have leftover for tomorrow, she cannot say it, A, and as long as it's one maisa, it's not 2 separate maisa, it's one maisa, so then there's your person is allowed to do Riba B'Shiur. Rav Moshe Zatzal came along and was asked the following question. So I'm allowed to carry extra as long as it's one maisa. So I have a key ring, and I need the key ring. I need my house key. I also have my office key. I have many other keys in my key ring, which I don't really need. But it's one maisa, it's mutter. So Moshe said no. The het over here is every single thing that I'm doing now could theoretically be used for today. I put 5 pieces of meat. Any one of those meat could be the piece of meat which is used for today. I use X amount of water. Any of the water could be the water which I'm going to use for today. Over here, I'm only going to use one key. The other keys are not going to be used, clearly not going to be used for today. So the hefter of Riba B'Shiurim will not apply because it's not the same thing. It's not the, even though it's one maisa, it's clear that it's different things, different items. So Moshe Zatzal said that was Asur, and many person were cautious for Moshe. There are many person who disagree with Moshe, but even the person who disagree with Moshe, they do point out that it's only mutter. If I have the key ring already with a few other rings in it, so I just want to leave them on, that's mutter. I can't go, so hey, great, I'm allowed to take out the key ring. And I have my house key. I'm worried about my other key. I'm going to lose it. So let's put it out to the ring now and carry it out with me for no need. That's also. I can't add on now. It's in order to be able to do an extra mice of Reba Bishurim and something which I'm not going to use. And they're clearly not going to use. But Rav Moshe Zatzal, he said, even that is, even if it's other, if they were on the ring to start with, it's still going to be Usher. Have a good morning.